Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. I've got a question I need to ask you, and I've been dying to ask somebody who would know about this, who could respond to me on this for weeks. This Ocasio-Cortez lady, I refuse to say her initials, like she's JFK or FDR or something, for God's sake. I mean, this is a 29-year-old. This is a 29-year-old woman who's accomplished anything. I don't know what she's accomplished. I haven't seen anything she's accomplished, except she got elected. I'm going to tip my hat to her for that. But the more you hear her talk, the more you realize she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She said, "I can't wait to be inaugurated." Members of Congress aren't inaugurated. She said, "I can't wait to sign bills." She doesn't do that. The president does that. She said, what else? She said the Fed could help fund her green plan or her health care plan. Here's what I don't understand, Grace Marie. Any other member of Congress for the last 200 years who just got elected would be a backbencher for 10 years maybe. Nobody would hear from them for 6 or 8 or 10 years. Here she comes with these proposals that are not only from left field, they're stupid. The math doesn't work in the summary, let alone in the guts of the thing. And yet she's everywhere. I don't understand that. Could any Republican with a good idea, brand new elected, get that kind of coverage?
Absolutely not. And this Green New Deal that she introduced last week and got made before major presidential candidates from the Democratic side to join her, she is so over the top. We're going to get rid of cars in 10 years.
And planes.
And we're going to get rid of airplanes. People are going to be able to travel by rail. The representative from Hawaii said, how's that going to work out for me to get home?
Right.
Actually, that representative decided to not go home as much so she can save jet fuel.
Right.
They are, and there was a fact sheet released, and I have a copy of it, even though her office now denies it and said her website was hacked. But this fact sheet says that people will be able to have a guaranteed income whether they are unable or unwilling to work.
Yeah. Somebody needs to take her. Somebody needs to drop her off in Venezuela for a couple of weeks. Let her spend a couple of weeks in Venezuela.
We can do it right. The Venezuelans didn't do it right. She says that that's what they always say about communism.
Yeah.
With what they always say about government-run health care. We just can do it right. And this is going to lead to such transformations. Everybody is going to be able to have safe, quality housing. Everybody's going to be able to have a guaranteed job with a living wage. Everybody is going to be able to live happily ever after.
Grace Marie, the only people who are more worried about her, the only people who are more worried about her and people like her than the Republicans are the Democrats. Because what she's selling will sell in the primary. It won't sell in the general election. She is the best. Her mouth and her inability to have facts straight are the best thing that could happen to Republicans in the general election. So they need to keep her. They need to keep her out there. But thank you for helping me talk about that a little bit. I need to get that out on the record. Last thoughts. I got about a minute. Where do you think we are? Are we closer to real reforms? Or has the last election set us back too far?
Oh, set us back so far. People don't believe Republicans have ideas for health reform, which is why we at the Galen Institute are working so hard with our colleagues to build on the foundation of our health care choices plan to really make it a larger plan so that we really show a clear contrast. between a government-run health care system. It wouldn't be Medicare for all. It would be Medicaid for all, for low,
right,
that pays doctors so little they can't, people can't see them. Have to show a contrast between a government-run system and a functional free market system,
yep,
that gives people choices and lower costs. That's our job.
Senator McCain's last vote continues to hurt America, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
The Gannon Institute, quickly, tell us about the Gannon Institute. 20 seconds. Tell us about the Gannon Institute.
All my testimony is going to be at Gannon.org. I wrote that Forbes piece about it, and it'll give you a link to our Better Choices plan.
Folks, go there and check them out and help them, support them. You see what great work she's doing, what a great leader she is. Grace Marie, keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.